Shamipeya Daf Tezvov. The Gemara ends the bottom of Yudalim Beis. The Gemara continues with the discussion that we just finished in the end of the Gemara, that a person is not mechuyev. If a person is sets aside peya and you're putter from meiser until you pile it and you spread it out, you thin it out, you smooth it out, you're putter from meiser. So the Gemara said that doesn't apply for bikurim. So the Gemara wants to know what the difference is. Amara Rav Kanai Kumad Rav Yosi Masnisa. We have an abraisa. Amar Kain. It says like this in the Braisa. Again, there are two different ways to learn this Gemara. We'll do it the way the Pei Moshe learns. He said that the Hunosein, the Olam Hunosein, Mishimpeo Patam and Amaisa Tumara. We see from the Braisa, a person who produces Peya, is, you put it from Meiser until you put it into a pile and you mamarech it, you smooth it out. Like the lesson of the Braisa, this is the same idea you put it from Meiser. So the Gemara is going to learn from here, Hamarea. That the diuk of this brisa is, if he went ahead and he smoothed it out, then once there, chayev, then you're chayev, even for pay, you're chayev the meiser, you're chayev for meiser, even though it's set aside for pay, normally pay is put for meiser, you have until the time as mareach. Once you mareach it, the malach is you're chayev. Any matan you give, still chayev a truma of a meiser. Now, masha ein kein, the bikurim. But Masha'en came with Bikurin, which means, well, Pashtus, the Gemara assumes from the statement of the Braisa, that if you go ahead and Bikurin, we know, are Pata from Truma Meiser. So even if you went ahead and Mamareachit, you're still Pata from Meiser, Pata Truma Meiser. We just said, if I pay you, the Braisa says, our Mishnah says, and Father Braisa explains, that if you, before Mareach, you're Pata from Meiser, afterwards you're Chayiv. Masha'en kein bikurim, which we assume means that you're potter from Meiser, and truma, you're potter from Meiser, even if you're mareach. Masha'en kein truma. Masha'en kein truma Meiser is that you're a potter. Ain't should be bikurim. Now, some hope the truma, you are mechuyev Meiser, you're not. There's a machlokes, and now you learn the Gemara, the gifts of the Gemara. But the Pasha says, the Gemara says, Masha'en kein bikurim, you're considered potter. Masha'en kein. Now, some are garis truma. The premosha is garis not, well, bikurim, but truma. That truma gadol you mechuyev to pay. That even though meiser you're potter from, but truma gadol you're still mechuyev to pay. You're still mechuyev to give. Not referring to bikurim, but the Rosh Mishalu and others learn that the gersa is bikurim. That seems to be the proper gersa that many of them learn. So now the Gemara says this is what the deal that Gemara makes. The Braisa makes. Right? The Gemara says no, can't be. Lema, how do you know? How do you know that that's a pshat in the Braisa? Maybe I'll tell you. Maybe hold bikurim yichayev alf bishlamita. Maybe bikurim yichayev even if you didn't mariah. What may? How do you know to learn diyuk? You want to bring a raya, the brisa raya to the mission. The what? That you're not mechuyev. You're mechuyev. You're part different maisa by payers. Part different maisa only until mariah. And after mariah, you're not. You're after mariah yichayev. Where, because it says mash enkin by bikurim, that by bikurim you see that lechayra your potter even after meruah, so if you see the difference between bikurim and peya, so therefore lechayra it's a raya that's not locked by peya. Fake them, how do you know? Take them, says, well, where do you get that? That's a pshat. Where do you know? You'll see that's a pshat. Maybe I'll tell you what pshat is by bikurim. If I care, you chayim of bishlo meruah. Maybe pay your potter, if you want mareach it, but until you mareach it, but bikurim, even if you mareach it, you're still potter from meiser. And the Moses explained far in a minute why, that unlike Peah, Bikurim, you always putter from Truma and Meiser, even if you're Mareach. Maybe that's the Pshat here. So what brings you, how do you know that Pshat, that you're putter by Bikurim? Where would you get that from? How do you know that you'd be putter in such a case? So the Gemara says, this is Taka the Pshat in the Gemara. I'll bring a Raya. Gemara says, Veda, rather we tell you that Halakha is, such a lush in the Gemara, Vida means Tahad, that we see the Rish Mishlo learns, this means to say, where do we see it from? Aido, where would we get this halakha from? Where would we bring a raya? Where it says, you'll see the halakha is by Bikurim, I'll tell you, Lama, Nikrush, or Bikurim, why do we call it Bikurim? We have a mission in Trumos, why do we call it Bikurim? What does it mean? Because originally when the Torah gives you the pasuk of Rish's Priyad Dhamma, the Torah didn't use the lush in Bikurim, where it tells you have a chiv to bring your first, it says Rish Priyad Dhamma, only later in the Torah uses the lush in Bikurim. So what's the reason? Why did it be Bikurim? Why did we call it Bikurim? It's first of everything. What does it mean, first of everything? What's the limud? What's the chiddush of bikurim l'kol? It means v'chol hakodem es chaveiro, chaveiro meschayvlo. Anything that comes before its friends, which means the first obligation, the first order. Gemara says chaveiro meschayvlo. Anything else is Gemara is subject to that. Gemara says, but it is not mechuyav to that, which means that once if bikurim is first, that's what the Torah tells you. The lashon chiddush bikurim. It tells you that everything that comes after that is pater from, which means you're pater from giving truma and nicer on bikurim even after it's mamareach. Because once it's listed first, everything else comes pater. Fake the Rashmi Salor Gavalik Akasha. But so then, of course, why don't we ask Rising War, turn around and ask by Peya, that Peya is first also, Peya comes first. So if Peya is first, it should also be pater from truma and nicer even after mamareach it. Why is Mareach a factor? Let's say the same thing, Zidja came first, everything else should be considered pater from it. Just like now we're saying, the Lashon HaBikurim is, since Kala Kodim Chavero, Chavero Meskayabo, Frektim Rashloga Balaka Kasha, if for anything else that's listed first, also everything else should be pater afterwards. So if a pay is the same thing, it should be pater, even if Mareach, it should be pater from Truma, Meiser. Why do we say it different Nafkamina? So Rashmas Lo answers, an interesting answer. He says the Nafkamina would be, because it's a nafkamina, whether it's mutar l'kohanim or not. Says the Rashi the following lashon. He says that the difference is he kashli pay kamel l'kaveiro. Says a teretz. He gives an answer and he says that mashekebed the tiras alei and toya milsa. Hilkah kedima bikurim nabi kedima. Bikurim is first because it's current. It's called mechuba l'kach. It's the first thing before anything else is done to it. So Mamela, therefore, it's Makache. That Bikurim becomes Peya is not as mutaf, it's mutaf everybody to eat. Even if he meets everybody, his oven, none he can take it and do what he wants with it. But Bikurim is considered Kodesh. It's considered Kodesh. If it's considered Kodesh, it has a din Kedusha, and it's mutaf to everybody to eat, anybody that's not a Kohen is usher to eat. So Mamela, therefore, it has a separate din. Nothing else should be taken from it. But Peya, which is mutaf to any honey, if maybe I'll tell you, therefore it makes an afkamina, doesn't have any kedusha like the din of bikurim, and therefore it would be meiser and truma would be chal even after peya. That's the way he gives an answer to this, to explain why peya is different. But ba'etzim, the Gemara is bringing a raya and tells you maybe bikurim is not the halacha. Bring a raya that bikurim maybe nothing is mechayev afterwards because it's the first matana and nothing else goes afterwards. The mechayev, therefore, that's the pshat, and mainly that's why peya is still a halacha applies that it's only mechayev part of meiser before meriach. Afterwards is chayev meiser. Mashay can be kurim, anything else is makuyev even afterwards, before or afterwards makes the nafkamina later. Where do we get this halakha from? Where is the Mishnah tells you halakha is the oilam that you always pater? We always pater, that bikurim will always be considered pater. Where do you get it from? Mashay says it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that says, later coming up, the Mishnah says that a Mishnah we had in the beginning of the Masechta, Beishamai Oimim, Beishamai says, Hefker aniyim hefger aniyim hefker. That a person goes ahead and makes his property hefker, the halacha is, it's still considered hefker. What's the machlokes tanoim beshamay silel? A person goes ahead and says, I'm mafkin my field, just the aniyim could take it. Normally hefker means it's hefker to anybody to take. That I give up my bailus and I have no shlit over it. But, nothing over it, it's mutter to everybody. Beshamay says, even a hefker, just for aniyim is also, not for ashim, is also considered a hefker. And the mela, even before mamareach, because hefker, and therefore you're part of from any type of meiser. Beis Hillel says no, that it's not considered hefker. And if you're not mafker to the whole world, it's not considered hefker. And mela, therefore, it's not mafker. Come mamareach, come mamareach. But you're not mafker. Whether you're mafker before or after, whether it's a din, it's considered the meiser, the reiser, din heter of whether it's considered peya and whether it's a considered any chi of meiser here as well. So therefore, the Gemara said based upon the halacha that we're saying. This halacha that we just said, the Olam, that there's no din of Meiser, is coming according to the Beis Shammai's Shita, who says that would be considered a din of Hefker, Mamela. Therefore, that's why you're Potter for Meiser, because La Meiser, once it's Hefker, you know anything that's Hefker is Potter for Meiser. So therefore, until someone claims it, so therefore you made it Hefker, even for Aniyim, Aniyim are Potter to pay Meiser, because it's considered din Hefker. Beis Hillel would disagree and says that it's not a din Hefker. And it's not considered hefker memela. Therefore, what you said was nothing. And therefore, if someone goes and says it's a mafker, it doesn't take effect. And therefore, look, you mechuyev to give. It's peya is peya, and you mechuyev to give meiser from it. It wasn't set aside. Once you mamreach it, you have a chiyev meiser to give, and you have a chiyev to give all the other manos kahuna as well. So therefore, the Chayyim were telling us that this sheet in the Gemara, according to what we're saying now, is a din, is only according to Beis Shammai, not according to Beis Hillel. This is the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara's Raya, and the Gemara is bringing the sheet of the Gemara first, Ladyei, this Halach is Dafka according to him. And, that's what the Gemara is giving a raya to the Mishnah, right, to the halacha, that your putter, a meiser, ad Maria, because Dafka didn't pay him. Says the Mishnah, another halacha, the Mishnah says, that if a person goes ahead and takes from the, Goyron, and Zareya, and right where he plants it, so halacha is your putter from meiser. In other words, you went in, you planted, Minah Goyron, you took straight from the, you harvested the threshing floor, and the Goyron, and you right away put it into the ground, you didn't pile it up, Halacha is your potter for meiser. Your potter for meiser. This is the Mishnah, the lashon of the Mishnah. My lashon of Akiva. My lashon of Akiva, where does he get it from? Isaac, who he gets it from? His ruling, Mar says, is the famous case of the Chazal's Wakaveya, the Brisa, about the stores that were in Bnei Chanan. The stores of Bnei Chanan, what they used to do is, it's the name of a place, and the Gemara explains what they used to do over there. Mar says that they used to go ahead, the Gemara Masech is Bab Metzia, they used to go ahead and set aside, put down things to sell that were midaraisa putter from meiser, drabbanan nevachi of meiser, and they would do so because it was set up to sell something that's omed lakicha, that's omed for the mechira to sell and to buy, not used for consumption until after someone buys it. Now look, as you putter midaraisa, you putter from meiser, and the rabbanan came along and rabbanan said no, that the rabbanan you were mechuyev of meiser. So the Gemara is telling you, therefore, in this case, Bnei Chanan, the Chachamim made a thing that it was destroyed. It was destroyed years earlier. And the Mela, it was destroyed because they were violated the words of the Chachamim. What does the Gemara say? Why was the stores of Bnei Chanan destroyed 3 years before the base of Mikra was destroyed? They did a trick to avoid Midaraisa. They avoided from having to pay, to take Meiser. What would they do? Davin Darshan. They used to Darshan the Pasik. Asay Taser, Parat Lokeh, Skudon Lokeh, Vachalta Parat Lamaicher. You're going to sell something to someone's going to eat, Mechleva Meiser. But you're selling it, someone's buying it, and the person's buying it, he's putter, the Lokeh and the Meicher, a putter from Midaraisa, from the din of Asay Taser, for having to take Meiser. So the Rabbanans came along and said, no, that even something you buy, that you're buying, you're selling on the monastic, go and buy it to sell it for someone else, you're still Mechleva Meiser. But they were violated the Din Rabbanon. They only did the Din of Deraisa. And they used this trick in the stores of Beit Chanan to sell, to avoid the Deraisa, the Din of Meiser. And in Mela, for that, they were punished that it was destroyed. The city was destroyed even 3 years before the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed. Yerushalayim was destroyed. Because what was the violation? Because what they did was, they violated, says the Rosh Mishalu, Kuntzer Lehem, because they went ahead and they violated this halakha. And Amidul Chachamim, they were violated the words of the Chachamim, and Amidul Dereyim al Derey Torah, that they went ahead and they used the way to avoid the Obed the Rabbanon, and therefore they were punished for that Avera, and that's why they were destroyed. So you see over there, the same concept over here, that you try to go ahead, you're part of a Maisa, because Racham said, the Raisa, you're part of a Maisa. But Rabbanan required you, even before Mereach, to go ahead and to give the Maisa. So that's what the Gemara said, you see it from the Shita of the Rabbi Kiva, comes from this halakha, the same thing over here as well. We'd lash down the pasuk here, Midaraisa, you went ahead and you do this, you put it for the Goyron, and you take it out, you're part of a Maisa. Now, look, it is the same takana that Chachamim said you were potter, is your potter here as well, but Rabbanan didn't allow you to get away with it. They wanted you to go ahead and give meiser, even though, and you'll see the same svar, why? Because they shouldn't go ahead and jump on it to avoid the din deraisa. Says the Rosh Mishlo, Sav Rav Kiva, the takana Chachamim, Ata Meruach, and Zohar Tevel, the same idea, that they want to go ahead and make it, that just like over there, they said, the Rabbanan said that Rav Kiva, and they said, just like over there, Allah is, they made it half good to be punished, so to over here, even before my reaction to be punished. Rabbi Kiva said, no, the Allah is different over here, and Mela, is, if you went ahead and you planted it, before my reaction, the Allah, it would be that you would not be mechuyev to go ahead and take Meiser from it. Same thing with Karim Levi Shalaku. They went ahead and they took it, to avoid paying Meiser, they're mechuyev to pay Meiser. They can avoid giving Meiser. The Gemara says, my yokin, and Kodzuk on them, they can come and put a Knas on them, they shouldn't come running to the to the grot, to the wine presses, and go ahead and the grunos into the threshing floors, and to go ahead and to take the stuff that wasn't yet meusar, which is potter from meusar, and take it for themselves. Now they don't have to give. The other kohanim would not be able to get the benefit of this meusar. Now when they take it themselves, they're potter to give meusar. So if they would, regularly a stroller comes in and grabs it, would have to give meusar. Come on with a sock and them to give meusar. But they would grab it and avoid not have to give trumas and meusar because they're kohanim themselves. And they would, therefore, the other kohanim and levium would lose out on the opportunity to get meusar, get from this. Gemara says, therefore, so the chumash said they cannot give maknas on them, even though they were allowed to do this again with deraisa, the rabbanan punished them for doing that, they would have to give meusar, even so, from that they can't do this, you can't go buy it. If you do so, we would consent you to go ahead and you have to give meusar to give to other people as well. That was the knas. That was the knas. There's the Gemara. Another case with Dava Kohen. You have a Kohen who's a butcher, and Mela is selling, he slaughters animals to give out the pieces that sell the meat. Although, because you have to give matnas kahuna. What would they do? They would take it for themselves. Chaver Shemayim Shalei, Patalo, he told him the Chaverim of Yeshua Ben Levi said, Patalo B'Shabazak. They accepted him for giving for 1 week. For 1 week. That was the only time that they would go ahead in 1 week's time. They wouldn't have to go ahead and give the matnas kahuna. But if it would be, more than that, they would have to give matnas kahuna, even though they're kohanim themselves. But again, they were kofar, they were taking advantage of it, that they would take advantage of them, not to give the matnas kahuna to other kohanim. They would be the butcher, would give everything for himself, take everything himself. So they allowed them to go 1 week, the gifts of the Gemara is 3 weeks, that you were allowed to go ahead. Up to that time, you wouldn't have to give. After that time, you would have to give the matnas kahuna. Now, I've told you, only 1 week, after that, they would have to give, after that one time, they would have to give. Gemara says, I went to the south, in Eretz Yisrael. The same idea. They allowed them 1 week to go ahead to keep the matnas kahuna for themselves, and afterward, they have to give it away. He compared this halacha of the kohen tavak, of the kohen that's a butcher, to the halacha we said before about the kohanim levim coming to take the stuff that was on the grunos and them, and then the wine presses to go ahead and avoid the kohanim. Consequently, same idea, come and put a kenas on them, they would have to go give trumas and meiser from that, even though they themselves are allowed to take the meiser as a kohen to levi. They would deprive the other kohanim. Same idea, same concept applies, that just like we make them go ahead And after 1 week, they would have to give it away, the other part. So over here, they would have to go ahead and give it away as well. To deprive the other Kohanim, they would have to give them as well. The question is, what's the reason why these different takanos? One is, for 1 week, we allowed them to take and then you have to give it over. And here, they allowed them to go ahead right away to give mice from them. The takanos were a little bit different. But the concept is the same. That we would have to go ahead and do so. So Gemara says, what's the difference? Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef says that nafkamina mishum. Even mishum knas, the idea of a kohen tabak, afilu shabbos evelif below. If there would be the same idea, we're giving them a knas, then even 1 week they should be allowed to take it. We should right away, just like a kohen the levi. The minute they take the produce, the meiser from the granos, and from the gesos, the wine presses, the immediately we're mechuyev to give the meiser to the kohen of a levi, but don't even let them take it for a day. Because we'll punish them for taking away from the other kohana. Here, you're making a takana that 1 week they can keep it. It's a different takana. So why are you letting me even take it for 1 week? So it's a different type of kana. It shouldn't be allowed even for 1 week to take it. Even for 1 week, a few Shabbos logic, but even 1 week they shouldn't be able to get it. We should find them right away. So that, right, to Elmai, you see that's a different type of sfar, it's a different type of takana. It's a different type of takana. Mishum Knas, Amnoso, we should allow them even have a few Shabbos akal leave through. So the Gemara says, it's a different takana. What's the difference in the takana? So the Gemara says, the difference is chemini kohen. We're talking about a case of the example where it's a chemini kohen, a shopkeeper. Then you don't even give him 1 week. It's an afkamina. By the tabak, is a different svar. If you're the kohen butcher, it's a different svar. But if you're selling it, you sell the meat in a store, then the question is whether we give you an extra time, a week, or we don't give you a week. You know, you're selling it, that's enough kamina. Chemini koye, moiche peros, pater shabbos achas menam maisod, we give you 1 week to go ahead and to do so. That's only 1 week. If you have the chemini achas, then we allow you to go ahead and have one. What's enough kamina? Why is that? What's the sphere of a chemini? Why is it different? The Gemara says, enough to me as follows. I'll die to Yochzi and Yoch Bechamech. What does it mean to the covenant Tavak? What should by Tavak, there's no machlokas, everyone gives you a week, and by a storekeeper, by a covenant, it's a machlokas with Yoshi and Yochzi. The Gemara says, Kevin Yochol Harim, he could go ahead and deceive people, Tavak and Yochol Harim. A butcher who cuts, sells the meat, goes, shucks the meat is what it is. He's gonna give you 1 week, and you can't lie. After the first week, you have to go give it to Matnus Kuna, to the other Kohanim. But over here, a storekeeper, he has a shop, he has a little stall. So he sells it here today, here, next week he moves something else. So mainly you can be married, you can go ahead and deceive people and lie and mainly not go ahead and give it after the first week. After the first week, you won't give it. It'll be the same, it's not gonna take 1 week, you'll have 1 week here, 1 week at this location, 1 week at that location. So that's why over there, you call the harem. Therefore, we don't give you more. There's my locus, whether we give you a week or not. That's what it is, my locus. Maybe since you call the harem, we don't give you another week. Mashain, we don't even give you a week. Mashain came by a butcher, it's a stationary. Because it says to Premosha, a butcher doesn't give it to another butcher to sell. A butcher checks the meat, checks the thing, and sells his meat. So therefore, we know after 1 week, what you have left, that's a local, that you have to give the manus kuna to other kohanim. We don't say you're going to sell your meat to another meat, to another butcher, and he'll sell your meat. That we're not afraid. That kulei high, we're not afraid. But your storekeeper goes from one to another, there we're concerned, and therefore we're afraid, and therefore our luck would make such a thing, we make a nafkamina of a gezeira, whether we allow you to do that or not. That would be the nafkamina in this gemara, whether we would say that we allow you to go ahead and make a nafkamina between 1 week and another week, whether we consider it a ability to be able to go ahead and be matter, and say that our luck is, we only give 1 week, we're going to give you a knas for a second week.